USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will ban most travel from India as COVID cases there continue to rapidly rise. India has averaged more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. The new rules take effect on Tuesday and ban non-U.S. citizens who have been in India in the last 14 days from entering the country. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb isn't sure what the administration hopes to accomplish with the ban. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that the coronavirus variant that's being blamed for the case spike in India is likely already here.
If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of virus into the United States, there's plenty of virus here already. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of that new variant 617 that's circulating in India, I assure you it's here already, so we're not going to be able to prevent its introduction. These travel restrictions could serve a purpose, but we need to be clear about what that purpose is. Right now, we still have restrictions in place against travel from China and the UK. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. Senate got a start on infrastructure last week, passing a bill providing $35 billion for water and wastewater development projects. Discussions continue on Capitol Hill over President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure package. The president urged lawmakers to pass that bill during an address to a joint session of Congress last week. Senate Republicans have countered with a $568 billion proposal that they say is narrowly tailored to physical infrastructure, unlike the president's plan. President Biden has said that he's open to other ideas on his plan, something Senator Susan Collins says she hopes is true. The Maine Republican tells CNN that negotiations over this bill will show whether or not the president is as serious about bipartisanship as he's previously stated.
This is going to be a test on whether President Biden is truly interested in bipartisanship. If he is, we can get there on the core infrastructure package. And by that, I mean roads, bridges, highways, rail, waterways, and, of course, broadband.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As the economy recovers from the pandemic, some economists worry that the combination of low interest rates and trillions of dollars in proposed spending from the White House could drive up inflation. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that the proposed spending shouldn't have an effect on inflation because it's evenly spread out. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that if inflation does start to rise, the Federal Reserve has the tools to combat it.
So the spending that's been proposed in the jobs plan and the families plan, it comes into effect once the economy is back on track, and the spending from the rescue plan that's coming into force and helping us get on track after that stimulus is spent. It's spread out quite evenly over 8 to 10 years, so the boost to demand is moderate. And the Federal Reserve has the tools to address inflation should it arise.
And a Colorado woman is dead after a bear attack. Jeremy Scott reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and 2 young bears were euthanized. There have been 3 prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.